supposed to be a temporary fix. Permanent solutions, just a way for people that had a true emergency. If their home was being threatened to be flooded, or if absolutely there was no way in and out for a fire truck or an ambulance. And I mean, that means that they could not be carried out on a stretcher, but I mean, a very true emergency. That's what this was intended. And so that's my recommendation, but there's four other people here. So we'll hear from them.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
At our meeting last Saturday, where we maybe got in a big hurry and agreed to hire an outside contractor to come in with an excavator and dump trucks and assist in this effort, I made a request to Christy Bethay for an evaluation under the emergency management rules that we followed for Whippoorwill Way. So I submitted that for evaluation last Saturday. And there are more than one house on Whippoorwill Way. There's, European folks that live out there. I go down that road almost every day with my little four-wheel drive truck. So far, I haven't got stuck, but almost. Now, it depends on what day you go out there. You could probably go out there this afternoon and not get your tires wet, because it dries off pretty quick. But there are potholes on Whippoorwill Way that are almost waist-deep. And if you have to get in one of those after a 4-inch rain, you may be there the next day until you call a ref. Now, I didn't know that Whippoorwill Way had been assessed by our fire chief. And it has mixed reviews. One of the items on Whippoorwill Way says large hole in the road. That's at 3663. Well, that doesn't tell me whether that qualifies to be spent District 1 paving dollars to fix or not.
Okay.
Because there's a large hole in the road. And then there's another one, 3584 Whippoorwill Way. Road flooded, large hole. Well, that's a hole 100 yards just after you turn off the Paul Popper Road, then there are large holes. 3531 Whippoorwill Way. The road's flooded. But yet it says out to the side it's accessible by emergency services. So if you say it's accessible by emergency services, to me that says I can't do anything.
Okay. But the fire chief is here.
Fire chief, you here?
He was out with us.
All right, and you're familiar with Whippoorwill Way?
Yes, sir.
And you know when you turn off the Paul Popper, the first 100 yards is terrible.
Yeah, when on that one, there was three separate evaluations I had to do on that.
Okay.
Two for the residences, and it, when I noted it, it said in the area for the driveway and in the immediate area, had holes, and that there was another evaluation for Whippoorwill as a whole, not just for residents. So the ones around the two houses, that area was easily accessible. The problem was the first hole when you first turn on it, what you said.
Right, and everybody that comes in and out of Whippoorwill Way has to go through that hole we're talking about.
And that's why I deferred those to the evaluation of Whippoorwill as a whole. There was three of them total on Whippoorwill.
All right, what is your final evaluation? Because we've got Whippoorwill Way residents in here listening.
Well,
is it legal for me to spend District 1 dollars under this scenario that we are under now? And
I
have that road a one-time fix.
I wouldn't say whether or not anything's legal. I can only speak as to can we get emergency vehicles in. I was able to drive a two-wheel drive car in there. It was rough. It was bad. If it gets a lot more rain, like you said, if it dries up a little bit tomorrow, it could be completely passable. If it pours down an inch of rain tonight, ambulances are going to have trouble. Four-wheel drive brush trucks, we can get those through. The larger fire engines, they're higher off the ground, so they have a little bit more play. The ambulances would be my worry on Whippoorwill. But once again, that's if it dries up a little bit, they should be able to pass on. If it continues to rain and has more, then I think Whippoorwill will be a problem for ambulances.
Well, I'm willing to spend some money, which I'd like to sign off of eventually, to repair the part of Whippoorwill Way that everybody has to pass. That bad part from Paul Popper Road as far as we need to go. When the money runs out.
There's a lot of...
I can't do it unless somebody tells me it's legal to do.
Yes, sir. And like I said, my part of these is to evaluate if in that current condition, can emergency vehicles get through? And so that's everything what I've been doing, evaluating the roads, taking pictures, and giving information so they can go back to whoever would make that decision, so you will have, or whoever does, has that information to say, at this point in time, this is what it looked like, and no, we could or could not get emergency vehicles through.
So you aren't giving me an answer?
As far as whether it's legal or not, I can't say.
I think we'd have to defer to Conrad as far
as sure.
All right, Conrad, I'm over there now.
Okay, well, I'm going to do an ombudsman legal opinion for y'all.
Okay.
Okay? That means on the whole thing, all right? And a little bit of history on that. Can everybody hear me in the back? Okay. You start with the premise that you're not supposed to spend public money on private property. You start with that premise. Is there an exception? I think you can sustain an exception for the good and the general welfare of the citizens of Taylor County. Now, someone may have a different legal opinion. That's what you have controversies about. That's what's going on in Washington right now. These five folks are charged under Chapter 125 to provide ambulance service, to provide roads, public roads, county roads, and to provide for the general welfare pursuant to the Constitution of the State of Florida and the Constitution of the United States. They take that oath, and they're trying to do that. So what we did, and what my suggestion, and this has worried me ever since we did this years ago, the first time we ever did it, and did a on Grantham Way or Grantham Road a long, long time ago, where the people who couldn't get in to there, it was flooded, it was a mess, and so forth, and it was repaired so they could get back into, with the proviso that those folks were going to take the bull by the horns because that was a private road and do something about it. Okay? Now, the question is, and the question formed by me and handed off to me so adroitly by our county administrator, is it legal? Well, yes, I think so. I think so because of those things that I've just said. Now, it could be that the Attorney General makes an opinion that he or she, it's a she now, doesn't agree with that. Attorney General's opinions are opinions. They're not the law. There may be some case law out there. But what good does that do for your constituents? You understand what I'm saying? And I think y'all know me well enough that I'm not a yes person, you know. And I take y'all's ability to, or y'all's faith in me that I'm going to give you my best opinion, but, you know, I may be wrong. You understand what I'm saying? There's been times when I've advised the board that there was going to be a lawsuit, and I advised the board that they were going to lose. The board said, go ahead and do it anyway. I said, okay. And then there was going to be an appeal. And I said, we're going to lose that appeal. And we lost that appeal. You know, it happens. But if in your heart you're saying that you are representing your constituents who are out here, I assume most of them are, then you're doing, you know, you always say, well, we want to do what's right. Well, we want to do what's right and we want to do what's legal. So my suggestion to you in that, when you ask, is it legal? I think it probably is. At least I think it's a position that certainly is very, very defendable. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And that's quite comforting, Mr. Bishop.
I hope so. I'm not here to comfort.
Now, Madam Chair, with your permission, we have some people who live on Hookerville Way here.
One other thing.
Yes.
And I think that Mr. Moody has followed this to is that if y'all do these one-time repairs, you know, I certainly want if I had my druthers, for young folks who don't know what druthers means, if I had my way, want some pictures, you know, and folks that can come in and testify that this was a mess. And also, and we need to get the our rainfall for the last, you know, when did this delusion of this bunch of rain, when did it start? You know, I feel like it was like 6 weeks ago, but I wasn't counting, you know, and how much rainfall we've had. So that's in case we have an objection to it.
We have such a charge as that.
Good, good.
And on the every one I've evaluated, there has been pictures of the troubled areas on each evaluation.
Good job, good.
So you've got the pictures. We've got the rainfall charts that have already been provided. All right, I was going to ask, Madam Chair, if we could hear from those folks from Whipperwill Way, if any of them choose to speak. Bob Wood, you're over there, and you've never had a loss of words. How bad is it?
Well,
would you come forward to the podium? The section name and address, please.
Robert Wood, Bob Wood, 3584 Whipperwill Way. Perry Clark, not this name sent you a letter.
Oh, okay.
She didn't put the envelope on.
All right. This is a letter from the
Well, the road we're speaking of, I had to buy, I bought another truck, a four-wheel drive truck, so now I have two trucks. And the reason I bought that truck was so my wife could get on. And actually, she was, I would not have been able to drive a car, or as the fire chief said, an ambulance, I think, wouldn't make it. But it is, I hung on better roads than Whipperwill Way.
Amen.
So, I would say that it needs to be repaired, whatever it takes to fix it. Yes,
sir. With your permission, I'm going to read this letter from the constituent.
Okay.
All right.
I haven't heard.
He says, to whom it may concern, I'm unable to attend the meeting. However, I feel as if our road needs desperate repair. He's talking about Whipperwill Way. I've been stuck, as well as my son and a revered neighbor, and I understand fire and rescue got stuck yesterday on my road. My daughter-in-law that lives with me is pregnant, and it worries us that we could get stuck in an emergency. Your help and consideration is greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Michelle Arnold. And she leaves a phone number. She lives at 3520 Whipperwill Way, Perry Forest. So I read this and took a record, and I'll give this copy to the clerk for our file. Now I'm going to stick my neck out, and I'm going to, as much as I can, going to insist that the county begin work as soon as possible on doing Whipperwill Way. With the caveat that the money that's been spent comes out of District 1 road paving dollars. And I've been given a handout. I have $77,000. Now, District 1 is more than Whipperwill Way. I can't spend $77,000 to fix one road. But I won't put a max on it. I'll be out there next week when we get the work done. And when we do enough that's passable, we'll stop. And when the money runs out. Is that clear enough? What I'm proposing, I'm going to make that in the form of a motion. If you all vote down, all right.
I'm not clear. Excuse me.
Pardon? I'm through.
Can we have more discussion?
Well, I was going to get
that.
We can have discussion now. That's fine.
Well, I need clarification. Are you going to build them a new road? Are you going to patch and repair an emergency repair?
We're going to patch and repair the potholes where the folks can get in and out of there. And I'd have to buy four-wheel drive trucks to do it the next time it rains.
That's an added thing.
Yeah,
I just want to know if you're going to have an emergency patch
in the worst potholes.
Okay.
And this is a
one time fix.
One time temporary fix.
One time temporary fix. We'll try to make it passable. I mean, look, how can you come up here with a lady who's pregnant and Amazon got stuck, according to her testimony, and say you're not going to do anything?
Exactly. I understand that.
Now, if I have to go to jail for this, I've got enough friends, Bob Wood, one of them, y'all have come bring me some nutty buddies in the jail cell, or whatever.
Yeah, we're going to come put some money in the campaign.
Yeah, we're going to put some money in, but
I don't know what they call it out there.
Yeah, it's called it.
What? TNT.
Madam Chair, I have several, if as well. Do we want to take one blanket motion or one motion at a time?
Let's take one at a time.
Okay.
He's ready to make a motion.
I'll second his motion.
Well, I made the motion on what we're going. And everybody understands this is a one-time affair. It's not to do the whole road from one end to the other. It's to make it passable, which is fill in a bunch of little potholes that everybody has to go through to get back here. Now, I've been on the board 14 years. And for 14 years, we have discussed and discussed and discussed and talked about what we can do to help folks on Whippoorwill Way. And we've always said, we can't do nothing to help them because it's private property. Well, we need to change the rule. And incidentally, I noticed, and Jim, I'm not picking on you, in District 2, Mr. Fire Chief, where are you?
Sir.
Did you evaluate those roads in District 2?
Which roads?
Have been fixed already?
There was a number of roads that I came in Monday at about 2:30 and started evaluating. The road work had begun on I think five or six roads already before I had looked at them. So I evaluated them post-work saying that at that point in time they are now passable.
But you're holding me to a higher standard.
I'm just evaluating roads. So like I said, I have nothing to do with approving on saying who's going out to do roads. That work began before I ever started getting the forms to say evaluate these roads.
Yeah, make a comment. Malcolm, fire chief, was at his holiday weekend. He was out of town.
But you were in that.
I wasn't there.
You were there.
I was not out on the road.
Said, well, I had come back from the holiday weekend and come back Monday to start evaluating as soon as I could.
Was somebody from emergency management on those roads? You had somebody from emergency management, right?
They were, and the county had a man there, Scott, and he took a picture before and after on every hole we fixed. And there wasn't another hole that didn't need fixing that I could see. And I fixed a many holes and then all off on different roads and dirt roads and time rock roads and everything else. And I can tell you, there were some people needing what we done. And what good is a county commission if he can help people in his district?
Amen.
And I feel like there's some more roads in my district. I got a young heathen wheelchair. If I can't fix this road, what can I do? Well, I'm telling you. In my heart, I'm going to fix if I had to pay for it myself. You know, I got $95,000 of money. And I spent $29,000 already on roads that needed fixing. That's a problem.
Right. And I think what's the problem here, maybe, is that we didn't have anybody, I guess from the county side, that was evaluating and taking pictures. But we did have...
We had all the pictures.
We had emergency management with you on riding Saturday and Sunday, right?
And a county employee was taking the pictures. I got some of them on my cell phone.
So,
before and after.
Okay. So, go ahead.
I'm through.
So, is there any more discussion on this before we vote?
Jeff, Madam Chair.
Hold on.
They need to speak on their district, too.
Well, yeah, I have plenty. I'm going to speak on
that. We can all have a turn.
But, okay. But to Commissioner Moot, we had an emergency meeting on Saturday. We had emergency management and others telling us we were getting 3 inches of rain. We had people that were in an emergency situation already. And, you know, that's why it was acted on so quickly. And they went out that day and started working and through the weekend, and the fire chief wasn't even here to do that. So that's just to clarify all that. It was a high alert type situation that day.
We suppose we've got 3 inches of rain for the next 4 days. That's why I vote that we need to declare an emergency and try to help where we can and alleviate those things if we need to alleviate. Okay.
If I may, as far as the evaluation, like I said, I'm evaluating to tell you so you can make those decisions, or you would be the ones to decide that. So you'll have an informed decision. Does the fire chief think we can get an ambulance? It's not for me to say yes or no. It's to give you the information, and I'm trying to get it to you as fast as possible with as these forms are coming in.
Right, and that's all we're expecting, is that you do the evaluation and give your findings to somebody. I'm suggesting that we probably need to have more than one person in that process. So if there's ever any question, I don't question you at all. Not at all. Don't think that I am. I'm not. But just for later on, if we've got more than one person involved, then somebody can't say, well, that one got preferential treatment, or this or that one really didn't need it, but they were friends, or whatever. I think it's just to protect all of us. Yes, ma'am. You have a question? If you'll come forward, state your name and address.
Cindy Moore, 114 Pine Tree. If you want somebody else to go, every one of y'all's got a district.
Right.
You go, somebody from emergency management go, and the fire chief go. Then you can see for yourself. All right? You're representing people out there that need some help. And that's what you were voted in for. That's your constituents and their taxpayers. And, I'm going to be real nice till I see what y'all do.
And so far, I think every commissioner here, has been on site. I know I came back from a little retreat after only being there for one day to take care of my district, and the employees know I bagged 50-something bags of sand, and I unloaded that 50-something bags of sand and took it to the 81-year-old woman's house, and I stood out the whole weekend. I know Commissioner Moody was out for the weekend, I've heard, and the rest of us. So I think the commissioners have done their job. The fire chief wasn't here, but we had emergency management right there with us the whole weekend.
Well, all I'm saying, if you want enough people to go, somebody besides just the fire chief, you got the commissioner, you take somebody from emergency management, and then you've got
would be the fire chief, somebody from the ambulance service to make their determination if an ambulance can get there. And then our public works, because he is familiar with what needs to be done. Our engineer would be nice to have.
Well,
would be good at emergency management.
You just get enough folks that all this, their buddies, we going to fix theirs, or we not going to fix it. You get enough so that won't be seen.
Well, we're going to work on this. So
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to fix this.
I know about the person he's talking about. And I hope y'all do the right thing with that person. Because y'all know I come and listen, but if I got something to say, I'm going to say it.
Okay, we got you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Cindy.
My name is Suellen, and I live at Keaton Beach. One of the recommendations that I have is we have all this rain that's coming in, hurricanes are out there, all these roads that we're fixing and we're putting money into. Is there any way possible that we can, fix them in a way for when the hurricane comes through? We're already spending money, so we really need to patch it, not a there's ways for the engineer to roll the limestone into the road and stuff like that that will help prevent.
Yeah, let's let me stop you right there. We are not supposed to work on private roads. In that state of emergency, we can do a temporary fix.
Right.
It's not our responsibility to go when somebody's been living on a road for years, when there's an emergency, and make a permanent fix on private property. We are sticking our neck out, but we are willing and want to do a temporary fix. And then, one time, then it's up to the people that live on that road from then on to get together or do whatever they have to do to fix their private road.
Right. But then we're going to be back in the same situation.
Say again?
We're going to be back in the same situation when hurricane
happens. But at some point in time, the owner has to take some responsibility for their own self.
True. I mean, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I'll speak on that.
And I don't mean to sound mean. That's just the way. Isn't that right, Mr. Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I know what the Florida statute says about, you know, passable roads and whatnot, but I mean, we're in a budget situation and we're fixing roads that we need. I mean, private roads, a lot of these people can't afford to fix private roads. And I think it's the county's ability to do it. And that's just my opinion.
I appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair, we have a motion pending.
Yes. We have a motion by Commissioner Page and we have a second by
me.
Commissioner Spradley.
With or with?
All in favor say aye.
Wait just a minute. Wait just a minute before you do that. This motion is to fix Whipplefield Way and the way you're doing that.
Right.
Is every road that we're gonna fix from here on out got to have a meeting and gonna all get a vote on it? I
think board should approve the roads that's not
well,
done.
We approved the other day to do work and I went and did work. And if I waited, if that storm would have come in there like they were predicting, a lot of them roads you couldn't fix them. You couldn't fix them for another week if we'd have got 3 inches of rain, three or four days.
Okay, let's finish this motion and this second, and then we'll have discussion on your question.
Okay.
Is that okay? Okay. So again, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes for Whipplefield Way to have a temporary fix. Now, you're asking if we have to meet and approve every road. Now I'm going to hear from the rest of the board because there's four more of us.
I think they need to put their two cents into it. And if we got to have a meeting every time we're going to fix the road and wait and kick the can down the road before we fix the hole, I think his road needs to be fixed as soon as we can get out there and fix it. We'll That's because you don't never know what this weather's going to be. You got another hurricane coming. You don't know if that's going to come this way or not. That's right.
Well, I guess that we do need to, you know, backing up a little bit, that we need to trust staff. If we've got several people to go out in the battleway and they bring it back to the county administrator, we have to trust these people, so I'm going to change up. I don't think
I'm not saying I'm not trusting them. What I'm saying is we don't need to wait very long and then talk it all over and have another meeting on every one of them. Go ahead.
Commissioner
Moody, you went ahead and worked on some roads and got some roads done. How close were you where you get through what you were doing?
I got a few more roads. I got a fellow in a wheelchair, water that deep in his yard. Mud is here to the middle of the street out there to the grave. And if his house got on fire right now, they found him burned up in his wheelchair right now.
Okay.
So has the fire department assessed and said they can't get in
yeah.
there?
No,
then they need to fix it?
Dan's going to say it.
Okay.
And, it needs fixed.
And you got another
one. And he's got two neighbors that he said he could not fight a fire in their house.
Well, the problem is, I mean, you know, do we have a priority list?
No.
Okay.
Okay, because what's to say that one is more critical than the other? How do we evaluate that on a priority.
That's part of this discussion. We have 60.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to get a discussion on. We've got 60.
60. I understand and talked to comment earlier, we're going to have to assess every one of them. Where do you prioritize? What's the answer?
It's going to take a while to evaluate 60.
Yeah.
And there's probably more going to come in unless we stop it today.
You've done some more, Chief. Where are we?
I want to say we've completed between 20 and 30. So
we're probably halfway. And that's if you put it, an end to taking this. And there may be more coming in. So where is our priority?
Well, our priority, excuse me, Madam Chair, I think our priority should be the ones that are inaccessible by ambulance or fire. Okay. The first priority should be one where there are health issues with the resident. And I've got several of those. So I think that priority, you know, that should be the priority.
Does
and then go from there.
Does pregnancy come under health issues? Would that be...
Well,
would that be considered the same?
May well, if there needs to be an ambulance. But, you know, I've got 29 roads, and I've got, you know, half of those that are flooded. There's nothing that the road department can do for them until the water goes down. A boat can get to them, but a fire truck and an ambulance can't get to most of them because they're flooded. So that's a reassessment after the water goes down. I'm not going to drop Doolin Lane. I know this one-time thing, but Doolin Lane is a prime example, mm-hmm. as we did last time. We fixed Doolin Lane last time after the water went down. You can't put a load of rock in with water 3 foot deep and spread it and see, you know, effectively. So that, you know, I have quite a few of those, and so that will be, a tentative thing.
But now, this road that you're talking about, we did work on it before because of the same situation, flooding. And did the residents understand that we do a one-time fix?
They did, and let me go further. Naturally, they're all going to say, well, we fixed up the end of Elston Road 4 years ago. And we did. Different situation, I understand. The emergency thing Saturday was water was rising and we had to divert the water in a hurry. Did that last time. This time, I really just think the one-time only situation shouldn't be so in stone because that was 4 years ago. The county could have gone out there and dug ditches and maybe diverted the water so that it wouldn't flood. You know, there are a lot of caveats in there where woulda, coulda, shoulda, and so they have put dirt and so forth in there. But this is a, you know, and should they not have even bought in there? Yes, they shouldn't have even bought in there because it's in a pond. But they did, and so that's my argument towards that, and when, you know, I mean, I will make a motion again. I did make a motion the other night. We discussed it for Doolin Lane, and there might be some people here from Doolin Lane. I'm not sure, are there? So,
well, just like, you know, for instance, and you brought up Ellison Road now, mm-hmm. so I'm going to address that. We did not work on the first driveway or the first road on East Ellison Road 4 years ago or this time. We simply dug a temporary ditch so the water could drain. When you've got 100 acres or more and it's in a bowl, there's nothing that we could have done. I don't know. We did the ditch. Okay, we can't. I don't know what else we can do other than dig a ditch. Now, I guess the citizens could dig their own ditch, you know. But I can just say that we have not been out there on a private driveway or road. It was just a simple ditch. And with your situation, will a ditch fix it for temporary purposes?
There are geographical issues with doing that. But if it's deep enough, it would put the water out of there. But, you know, I don't know that it's practical. Just use that as an example and what I've heard from property owners in there. To go beyond that, we have the floodings. Mr. Sam is here off of Dewey McGuire, and we need to pump water because water is already in off of Dewey McGuire in property. So going, we need to pump off of that private land if possible, if we can find a place to put it. I don't know, Hank, that's Hank is exploring that. But that is going on private property to save those homes. Same situation as us, but it's with a pump.
Where were we?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Priority.
I forget. I kind of got diverted.
I'm sorry.
I forget where we were.
May I have another word?
Yes.
My mind's still hung up on Commissioner Moody's comments. Does the board need to meet every time that we need to do something to a road? And after thinking through, so long as the staff, meaning the fire chief, our road department director, ambulance service, or whomever involved, as long as they go out and take pictures and document and tell me that this road is not passable, then I say that we authorize them to go ahead and do the work without us having to meet and bless it or slow down the process. So we're going to be meeting twice a day up here, a long time to get through a six year. Now that's my opinion.
That's my opinion too.
Do we need to put that in the form of a motion?
I was about to refer to Conrad.
I don't make that decision. That's the board's decision. It's not wrong, but that's not my decision.
I need to know when I leave here who I have to get in my truck and go help me make a decision in my district. Well, we'll look at the road, we'll assess it, and we leave there. Hank can come work on it, or if he hadn't got the material to do like the weekend, he didn't have the material or equipment to do what I know. I hired a contractor to do ours. I didn't hire the county did. To do my work because they have a stockpile of rock and milling and they could take care of things that we did not have the equipment to do at the time.
Okay, so for right now, we've got a motion. State your motion again.
As best I can restate my motion. My motion is that before any work is done on any road on an emergency basis, that this road be evaluated by the appropriate personnel. And if it's evaluated favorably for repair, that it does not need to come back to the board for another layer of approval. That the staff can take that as direction and go ahead and do it.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
We're still in discussion. Mm-hmm. Are we still in discussion?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd like to defer to Conrad. And is the wording in that motion appropriate enough to cover staff? That's going to authorize to do this work.
Number one, it's an emergency situation that's already been established, mm-hmm. Ted. Okay. Number two, Commissioner Page's motion had to deal with emergencies and with roads, okay? And I can't see that for every single solitary road that they have to come back and make a separate motion on each road.
Right.
Okay, because it's a county-wide emergency. And obviously, if they pass this motion, they're trusting the staff to do the right thing, you know, not overdue, not underdue, okay? Because your road superintendent knows how to fill holes.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm not being simplistic on that on purpose. Again, this board is attempting to help their constituents. They are sticking their noses out, and they're basing their decisions on this country lawyer's telling them that he thinks that the best thing to do is to take care of their constituents, but to be able to prove that there was in fact an emergency and that there were people that needed that help and they were doing what's called providing for the general welfare. The general welfare being somebody that's in a wheelchair, somebody that's elderly, somebody that's young, somebody that's sick.
Somebody that's pregnant.
Right. Okay. Does that answer your question?
One other question. Is the motion broad enough to take care of situations like Steve, that water will need pumping instead of a fixing pothole?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to stand on solid ground.
So. Yeah, all it is that we're saying that we're going to rely on staff to do the proper evaluation and make the proper recommendation and not have to come back before us for 60-something roads.
Right.
So I have a motion and a second.
More discussion,
please. Any further discussion?
Yes, please. Staff, I would like for it to include the county administrator.
Okay.
The county administrator is our representative and works directly for us, as do the directors, but I would like for his involvement to help curtail a possible overzealous commissioner or whatever, employee or anybody. And he's responsible to us, and we need, you know, it needs to be in your hands, and you delegate wherever, but I would like for you to go look at all these roads and make your own assessment, as you did on Ellison Road.
Yeah, and if it's okay with you, if we go ahead and pass this motion, and then would you want to discuss who would be going to look to make that evaluation? Is that kind of where you're headed?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I just needed to make that clear. If it's covering the roads and it's covering the, and we've already said that we've trusted staff to do it, my only caveat is that staff include the county administrator.
Okay, let's vote on this one and then I've got something.
Okay.
I want to make sure Monday I'm part of that group.
Okay, we're going to go with that in just a minute.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think
I'd like the commissioner to be part of this evaluation process. At least we out there on, you know, have the authority to go out there and take a look. I mean, after all, I got to sign off on how much money we're going to spend on, say, hooking to the road. So I need to be out there and say, stop. That's all the money we can afford. Or not stop, or let's go a little further. I need to be have a little input on that process. Now, in making my decision on that, I'm going to listen to the folks that live on Brookville Road. We got $77,000 in money, but we got a lot of roads. We can't spend it all on one road. So I need to be a part of this process, other than just say, sign the check. I'm really on that.
I think Miss Dee needs to be part of it.
Yeah.
Fire marshal needs to be part of it, and I don't know who else you want to add in.
Emergency management and the commissioner of that district. You know, if you got to go to those folks to get votes. You got to go to those folks. If they elect you, you need to see them.
Amen.
Yeah, so you're saying the county commissioner.
Yes, of that district.
And the administrator.
Yes.
And emergency management.
Yes.
We don't have any control over that.
If they do not want to be part of the process.
So they've made it clear they don't want to be part of this unless you change your mind.
Can I speak on that?
Yes, please. I'd love for you to.
Afternoon. I met with Sheriff Patrick this morning and we discussed this at length. We want to be part of the process to help the people of this county. What we are cautious about are being part of the decision to fix a road or not fix a road. Having part of that ultimate decision. But emergency management, we want to continue to help take all the calls from the citizens, process all the documents that need to go through the different departments to help get this evaluated or assessed, and be part of documenting everything as our attorney told us we need to do just in case. We've been doing that since Saturday. We'd like to continue to do that.
Okay. And, Madam Chair?
Yes.
And also, you know, we rely on you to do these wellness checks, as emergency management used to do. If people need water, you've got four-wheel drives beyond emergency management.
Yes.
You know, there's no reason why a deputy in a four-wheel drive can't go check on, do wellness checks, and so forth. And we have several of those, and we would, you know, encourage you to do that. Also, for the benefit of the board, early on, before we were declared, I would send to Chuck addresses where places were flooded, where so 911 would know whenever, if they were dispatched for a pregnant lady or whatever it was, that there were going to be issues, and that ambulance has a four-wheel drive, and of course, fire department has a four-wheel drive, and so does the sheriff's department. But some of those are beyond that, and you may need a boat. So
yes, sir.
They're tracking that.
The sheriff has an airboat. It's powerful enough to carry three grown men down a paved highway. It will certainly go down a flooded road to help save someone's life. If you need it, we will launch it. I just checked with my operations lieutenant. He said it's fueled. It's working properly and it's ready to go. We just need to be notified if we need it.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to vote on this motion a second, and then I want to get into what the process is going to be. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now,
plan the assessment team. Y'all started naming those. You got county administrator and the commissioner.
That's what I'm going to go into now.
Okay.
So, I'm hearing that, you know, we call you or contact, and I don't think every commissioner needs to be calling you and calling this one and calling that one. We need a process. If I have someone to call me, whether it's a constituent of mine or somebody else's, then I think the simplest, best way to do that would be to forward it to our administrator. That's what I do when I get complaints. In writing, forward to him. Then you, I think, could send it to wherever it needed to be, and that's what we need to discuss. Who all is it going to be? And I mentioned our road department, we've mentioned emergency management, we've mentioned the county administrator, we've mentioned the fire department, so.
And the county commissioner, that is?
And the county commissioner. So let's define how this is going to work so it's not confusing.
Yeah, I was liking the process that was in place where we have these forms, and Christy was the point of doing these forms. I mean, she's in the ALC, contacted a lot more people than our office is. That seemed like a good point of contact. She filled out the form. These were sent to the fire chief for review. He went out and did his assessment. He sent it to Hank, sitting over there, to see if it was a doable project. And like Steve's got some that are so flooded that no point of doing it, man. We'll have to put them on, you know, a schedule or something. And then it was coming back to emergency management because they had a record keeping problem. But so, now there's others in this process, and that's fine. Myself and the rest was put in. The commissioners, certainly. Commissioners are aware of the process also.
Okay, so if we contact you, you will have the forms. I mean, we don't have to run, go get a form, and then, I mean, I'm trying to.
No, we can have the forms in our office. Christy can have
it. If I call you or text you or email you that I've got such and such an address when they've got a problem, then you would fill out the form, report it, and then get up with whoever it is you're going to get up.
We can do that also.
Instead of all of us trying to do everything at one time, you know? Yes.
The forms that we've been using and what the fire department has been telling me, it's all been pointed to emergency management as a starting point. And that's where the process has begun. They take the names and the information, and then they said they take, you know, so they can consolidate all of the requests for evaluations, and then they're sending it on to me. So this way, we have had a single point of everybody goes to this one point. It's been emergency management.
Okay, so us to you, you to him, and then you'll take care of it after that, right?
Well, when it gets to us, we will certainly continue to do what we've been doing. It's been working, and it's in the paper. That process has been published, and we just be fine to keep it the way it is.
Yeah, what we don't need is any commissioner calling the road department or calling anybody else and ordering up anything. The proper procedure is to go through the county, for us,
yes, ma'am,
to go through the county administrator. Now, who do we want to be on that evaluation team? Your suggestion, since you're head of emergency management.
Well, we don't mind being part of the process of taking the calls, tracking the paperwork, getting that to the next step, documenting and retaining all the information. I think that in itself is a huge job if someone else could be out doing the actual evaluation.
So you don't actually want to go look at it, but you'll take care of the paperwork.
Sure.
We did that paperwork on everyone's informed on them jobs I did last weekend. We, Christian Clay, or Christian Clay Anderson, did the paperwork on every one of them we got.
She put in many hours this weekend, I can promise.
She sure did. And here we are faced with another weekend, and We need to get Hank's input on if he's got the material to work on something.
Okay, but hold on just a minute. So it goes to Ted, to you, then you are going to then contact who?
Well, Steph.
It goes to fire chief.
It'll be from you to the fire chief.
That's how it's been working. We'll be glad to do whatever the board.
Okay, and then from there, you've been going out and actually doing the evaluations. We're talking about having more people to go instead of one person. Is everybody on board with that or not?
I just don't want it to take a long time. It's like with the well way. If we get 4 or 5 inches of rain, we need to be out working on that in the morning.
Amen. Not till it's evaluated. Excuse me, Madam Chair.
It should take 5 minutes to evaluate
so
to fill out the paperwork.
With one person, you're okay with that then? Is that where we are?
If the fire chief says he can't drive an ambulance or a fire truck in there, in my word, that's good enough. You can't trust him on that. You can't trust me.
Mr. Bishop, are we going to be okay with one person making the evaluation?
If they do a good job of it,
okay.
You know.
I'm okay with it. I just don't want to go to jail.
Well, okay.
We'll get some more
eyeballs. Yeah, and you all go together. As a practical matter, I think, the picture's worth 1,000 words, and also you might even want a video. You know, if you got a smartphone, you can take a video.
Okay.
You know?
I don't want to put my way to reevaluate. I might lose. I might come back and say, can't do the work out there. We've already approved it now.
It's approved.
It's already been approved.
Okay, we got the process now.
We got the process now.
Good. I'm happy with that.
Can I raise one more?
Absolutely.
There were some calls, and I'm not sure for who, but the sheriff was asking the inmates come out and help do some things and tote bags. And I'm afraid that's a real slippery slope for the sheriff to allow those inmates to get out on private property and do some work. So right. I'd be reluctant to approve that.
I think you're right.
Yes, sir.
Well, that goes back to the 50-something bags that I had, and I took them to an 81-year-old lady, and I thought we were going to have help because that's what somebody in your department has, indicated. And so I went back an hour and a half later, and here this 81-year-old woman was trying to unload these heavy bags. So I'm not the youngest person either, but that's how that evolved.
Yes,
we got them unloaded.
Well, our inmate crew was at the road department today, finished filling up all the bags and sand that was out there, so there should be some there.
Well, that's a big help, just to do that.
Yeah, let me ask something. Inmates and trustees. What's a trustee?
Well, a trustee is an inmate that's been classified as not a violent offender, not a flight risk, someone who is trustworthy of doing the work outside the confines of the jail that's supervised by a corrections officer.
Okay. So a trustee is somebody with public drunkenness, driving without a license, something like that?
It depends on our classification officers, how they look at the charges and they look at the person's age and ability to run and work. It's all taken into account.
Otherwise, he's 21, he can get up.
Go. 21, he can get up. He can leave me, I promise you.
But it's probably not a murderer.
No, ma'am. No violent offenders are ever getting trusted.
I definitely wouldn't be a flight risk, so you can make me a trustee.
Yes, sir.
Okay, anything else?
No, ma'am, I'm good.
Well, we appreciate your help. Now, I've got a question. If we deplete our funds and our kitty, each commissioner, then where's the money going to come from after that? Because I've only got $22,000, so if I were to deplete mine, or anybody, where's the money going
to
come
y'all
from?
You have to allocate some more funds.
Have to have a meeting.
But I mean, where's it going to come from?
From somewhere.
Your reserves,
don't let it get money. Where you got no reserves?
Yeah.
You spent 22.
So when I spent my 22, that's the end of it. Is that what you're saying?
You haven't spent it yet.
Huh?
You haven't spent it yet.
I know, but if it's gone, are we to judge it by what the person's situation is?
That's the board decision. You don't allocate the money.
I don't think as of today we've got any invoices in. The only amounts we know is what you got on the sheet.
Yes, ma'am.
They're coming.
I don't know. On yours, whatever it costs, because they haven't given us no cost estimate, what it was.
Before we get into cuffs, we've got some more roads we need to talk about.
Okay, but let me get a question from this gentleman here. State your name and address, sir.
My name is Mike Weekly, 125 Ridge Road. I'd like to add my address to the evaluation list.
125 what?
Ridge Road.
Ridge Road.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is.
It's in Pine Ridge.
District 3.
My house is completely surrounded by water, and I currently have water in my home.
You currently have water in your house?
I have water in my home.
You're in the city limits?
No, sir.
You're at the county?
Yes, sir.
That's your district.
It's my district. That's
yours? No, where it is.
Whereabouts is that at?
It's in Pine Ridge.
121?
125 Ridge Road, R-I-D-G-E.
Is that the road where Commissioner Russell offered out of his pocket?
Oh, this has been going on for 22 years now.
Yeah, and I agree to help buy a load of rock also. And Jim was going to say, is that the same road?
I'm not sure.
No, they're saying no.
They said no?
That's Pine Tree.
That's Pine Tree, I don't think
it's up. It's close to it.
This problem has been going on now for 22 years. I've tried to get some help with it to no avail.
Okay.
County engineer came out, looked at it, said there was nothing he could do. Looked at the possibility of putting ditches on either side of Ridge Road. I don't need a ditch. They came out and put a ditch 10 years ago, and that made it worse for me. It may have helped some of my neighbors, but it flooded me. When the ditch fills up with water, it goes underneath the street and boils up into my yard that high.
Oh.
And I've got an acre and a half lake at my house right now.
You're on a corner there, aren't you?
I am.
And
I've got a walkway that I put up last weekend. My wife and I is 85 feet long to get out my front door to the street. And still, no help. All I need is a big pump. I'd like to pump the water in that lake down low enough to get it out of my house. I don't care about the rest of it. Just get it out of the house. Then the insurance company will come in and look at the damage and assess it, but they won't even show up until the water's out of the house. And with the ground water level right now, it's not going nowhere without some help.
You got flood insurance?
I do. But they don't pay for none of that.
So y'all got this address and name? We got it on the list.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want, when we leave here today, I want to go with you and look at it.
You got it.
Well, this is a prime one that needs attention now and needs to be pumped out and so forth. And it's not been on a prior assessment. So however we make that happen, you know, that address is not on the list.
Okay. Sandy?
It needs more. 114 Pine Tree. I was talking to Joanne New the other day that lives on Ridge Road, and she walks up and down Ridge Road, and she mentioned Mike's house and the ditch on the other side where a tree had been cut. Now, I don't know if it's been moved now or what, but it's from the hurricane, and it was laying in the ditch across the culvert. Now, I don't know if the culvert needs some help or what, but it's not going like I don't think it's supposed to. It's just getting higher and higher. And this is one thing that I brought up to somebody, and, you know, so that's not helping his situation because it's allowing it to go under the road and go on his property.
Right, well, what we're going to do, we've got it on the list, and we're going to let somebody go out and look at all that.
Well, it's down the end of Pine Tree, and it's on that whatever road it is that cuts through.
Oh, that's Jim.
125
Virginia.
We got it.
Yeah, but that was what she mentioned, And I said, well, I'll bring it up.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, we make the progress.
What else do we need to, you've got roads you want to discuss, is that what you want to do next?
I do. So I'm clear. We voted on these roads that are being assessed and verified that they're impassable. And so through the county administrator, they can start work on them. All that's approved and ready to go, except for Doolin Lane.
And anything you can do with Doolin Lane until the water dries up?
Well, we have several that we need to continue to monitor. And I'd like to say for Ms. Moore, I've been to Mr. Weekly's more than once, but I didn't know it was flooded this time. I guess I should have known, but I've been to all these roads, you know, many times, and checked them all, and checked on the, you know, driven in, and taken trash off of people, and water to them, and other stuff. So, you know, these are same as you. You know, we know what, for the most part, there's always something that we miss and may not hear about, but we know about what's going on in our constituents. Thankfully, and we need a better or real-time updates from county staff on where they're going, what they're doing. They've been to Mr. Moody's. I agree with the priority list, what we talked about, how the priorities were, that Mr. Moody has spent, it's his money, I shouldn't even go there, but none of my roads have been touched yet. And I appreciate that you've got roads and somebody in a wheelchair, and I will certainly relent on somebody with a wheelchair or pregnant needs to be fixed. And, you know, Hank has got limited staff, so I'm fine with contracting it out or whatever you need to do. But we need to start addressing everybody's roads and not just one district.
Yeah, and one thing that I know is that in some cases, there are other ways for them to get in and out.
Yes.
Some people have requested that their roads be fixed when there's a back way out or across the brother's property or something like that. So when you're making the evaluation, do you take that into consideration that, yes, they have a way out?
Yes, ma'am. There was one that we found today that it did have a secondary means out, and that's noted in there that, yes, the primary way is impassable, but there is a second one. And that second way was still, it's too tight for large fire trucks, but it's passable for ambulances and brush trucks, stuff like that. And under normal conditions, we have roads that I can't get large fire trucks down. It's just, you know, that's something that we learn to deal with. And we work around it. But in my evaluation, I put the note that with the secondary means, whether or not I can get everything in that way. And there's a number of the roads that we've looked at that we can access. We can drive and get at least close enough for where we can walk
then
in,
that's not an
or we can pull fire hoses from the road and still attack the fire. So it's just because there's some water in the yard doesn't mean we can't access it.
So like our attorney said, in some of these cases, it's not an emergency. When they can have another means of getting out, then that's not deemed an emergency situation.
Correct.
If we can identify a second means that we can get the apparatus in, then that's what we put in the evaluation, that there is another means. And our recommendation to the citizen would be, when they call 911, tell dispatch, this is the way to, you know, tell them how to get in. The one road that I spoke of earlier, we flagged with a orange flag game. So when they did tell them to come, you know, if they had to call 911, they could say, come in off of this other road in the mark the flag game.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just want everybody to know that the five of us are here to help people. That's what we're here. Staff is to help people. And that's what we're going to do. As long as we're not illegal, then we're going to do everything we can to help. That's why I called the emergency meeting last Saturday, because I had in my district one area where five homes were under immediate threat. And you know, if I can do something under the law that keep five people from losing their homes, then that's what I'm going to do, and I'm glad that I can do it, and I feel like that we've done the right thing. And I know in all cases, I don't care what it is, I'm sure that there'll be people that might want to take it a little bit beyond what it, you know, what it really needs. That's just what happens. But in general, I think that we've had a lot of people that have a lot of genuine needs, and that's, we're going to help as far as we can.
My name's Kearney Stevens. I live at 8240 Gordon Brown Lane. I haven't talked to Mr. Spradley, but my sister-in-law has. And there's four homes back there where we live. There's eight children. I'm talking about doorstep children. And in the last 6 weeks, we've had over 18 inches of rain in that area. Talking about the temporary roads, when it's like right now, it's not flooded, but we're still getting stuck going in and out. If one of my nieces got stuck last week, the vehicle stayed there all day long. Had something would have happened down there, there would have been no way that somebody could have got in down there to get a rescue vehicle in or whatever. They broke snatch ropes trying to get the truck out. I got it out at dark when I got off from work that night. The temporary road, we've built a road through the pine trees, through these other people's yard, just to get up on the beach road. And there's no possible way, I don't think, that an ambulance could come down that little road there.
And it's been assessed and then reassessed, and it's on the list as that it's inaccessible.
It is inaccessible.
Yes. This is one of those where the potholes are terrible going in there, and a fire truck could get through that, but on around towards your house, it's a mud hole as big as this,
room.
Yeah, two of them. So, yes, those are on the list, and we need to get those fixed. Thank you.
Thank you. Another question that I have for the board is, are we at a point where we're going to continue to take calls and continue with the list, or are we, this emergency, this declaration of an emergency runs out tomorrow? So are we kind of where we're going to be, or what's the thought of the board?
My thought is, if it runs out tomorrow, we're not going to get nothing done unless we start in the morning working on stuff.
Well, I think what's not already been turned in, even though the emergency status is no longer in effect, we're still obligated for the ones that we have on paper now to go make the assessment. But my question is, are we going to continue to add to the list, or what are we going to do? Commissioner Page?
The emergency declaration was good for 7 days, and today is the seventh day.
Okay, today.
So at the end of business today, that runs out. But I'm under the impression that all of these that have been turned in will be dealt with after this 7 day period's over. I am not willing today to vote for an extension of another 7 days and get another 60 requests. We need to kind of cool off. Now, if we get a hurricane comes through here, we may have to meet back up here and declare another 7 day period. But that's my feeling. Yeah. Deal with those that we've got after the fact, if that's legal.
Well, it's 4:15, so I'm assuming that this has expired. Any other commissioners have anything to say about that?
I would like to. I'm not in favor of extending it, but I feel comfortable that for the most part, unless we have many more inches, that the majority of the properties have been identified by the county commissioners or, you know, called in, and I don't care if the list got 60 more if it's needed.
Right.
I'm not for not extending it because we don't want any more, but I feel comfortable that we've got most everything we know about.
Yeah.
So I would be okay with not extending the local state of emergency.
If I get home this evening and I've got 8 messages on my phone with people wanting us to look at their road that came in before 5:00, I'm going to turn them in.
Okay.
Because it's very well, I could have 8 or 10 messages when I get home. Is there any other business that we need to take care of?
I need to make one more statement. I'm going to be quiet. I've talked a lot about putting the wheel away because there was several residents on the same road that are affected. Now, there are 2 or 3 other people who have indicated they need assistance. And some have been evaluated and, questionable access. Well, that's a whoop-whoop way, so we'll take care of that one. But there's one that says we may have access issues for two-wheel drive vehicles. I can't tell if that's a permissible to do work on that little road. That's the 4278 Woodstock Road in a narrow lane that you can't pass them. What I want to do is I don't want to skip somebody and not give them due consideration. Now, the staff is already empowered after we leave here today that if it meets the criteria, go ahead and do it without us having to meet. So I don't want the other folks on this list from District 1 to think they haven't been considered. They have. That's all I'm going to say.
I do have more to discuss. This happened 4 years ago. Many of the same areas. Turner Road, Dewey McGuire, Doolin Lane, Ellison. I went out with Mr. Sam today off of Dewey McGuire and tried to figure out where the water was should be going. And the only thing we can, there's nowhere for it to go is perhaps find some place to pump it. But has staff contacted Suwannee River Water Management, asked them to come over for some help with these water issues and get some long-term solutions? We need some solutions to this. I know that 88% of the county is in the flood zone, but perhaps there are some solutions with Suwannee River that they can come over and help. I know many of the property owners have called them themselves and got them over here. And that's something that the county should be doing, not the property owners.
Yeah, Dixie County did that.
And, they need to be here and for what good they do, frankly. But, dealing with them with emergency management. They need to be here. And they're the ones who pay on our taxes. That water district that's on our tax bill is them, and they're the ones that we need them over here to help us figure out what to do with this water long term. Needs a long term plan. Yeah.
4 years ago when we had this flood like we've got now, Suwannee River did come over and look down at the Courtney Road down there, and they made some recommendations, and they were going to get back with me, and they said there might be some grant money to do some work down there. There's issues down there, the culverts are not big enough, the ditches are not deep enough, the water can't get to the Suwannee River to drain like it should out of that block. A lot of people down there are in bad shape. But they will work with us, but you just have to stay dead in behind them to get them to come evaluate something and work with us.
Yeah, well, they've been in my district and made evaluations and they've come up with sometimes some solutions, but it involves digging a big ditch across two or three or four property owners, and right. Then who's across this private land, who's going to fund that? First of all, you've got to get permission from the landowners, and then who's going to dig the ditch, and who's going to pay for it? Because if you've got landowner A over here that's not having a flooding problem, but he wants, you need a ditch to go through the corner of his land, he's like, well, I'm not going to pay for that. I don't have a problem.
Well, B right down the creek there, you might flood him out by digging that ditch.
That's right.
I mean, you can drain one place, and you're going to flood somebody out.
That's what Suwannee River Water Management does. It gives you an assessment. You pretty much think they've considered all of those things before they give it to you, but then it's still complicated. Yeah, we could, a ditch would take care of it, but it's across these properties, and who's going to pay for it? Is it county? I don't think we can do that. It's private property. Wow. And you can't make these people, you know, like, citizen A. It's like, not bothering me.
Wow. We just need to work, get them to work with us, and they're accountable for helping us. They're supposed to, that's where you, like Steve said, money you put on your taxes for Swanner Board Management, that's what they're there for. They're supposed to help us.
I believe Swan River came in and did a drainage assessment. I don't know that any of y'all were on the board several years ago, and you budgeted money in your road department budget to help do some of this drainage stuff, and all of a sudden it just went down and nothing's been done in a long time. Probably not even since Hank's been on as a road director. It was done.
Think about it.
Yeah, it, that study was done before.
Where'd that study at?
They'll have it, maybe.
They may have it, yeah. But y'all used to budget $200,000 a year for drainage issues. And
wow.
I don't know what.
I think we might have a caveat here that no, neither one of these people here 2 years ago. Do you hear, Melinda? Were you here there? And so we don't need to look at you. There should be a record somewhere that says that.
Swan River.
See what
Swan River. And you know, Swan River done it in here, but there should be one in here too.
Well, I was talking to Steve the other night on Dewey McGuire Road. My family all lives.
Yes, they're all there.
My nephew, my sister, and them has been pumping water 6 weeks, 24/7. And they all pump it, and it'll go down, and it rains, and it comes back. They have spent a lot of dollars on gas with a pump.
That's what the two hoses are across. Yeah, he's pumping the other day, but I
remember. And it's a 2-inch, and now he's got a fire hose there.
Yeah, fire hose.
But that water will be solid all the way from Heat Beach Road almost to Fox Road if you went through them woods.
Yes.
So you don't know where the water's just got to dry up?
Excuse me, I agree. But Chuck and I have talked about it when we talked about the FWC helicopter. I still would like to explore getting them down here. I walked with Sam today, like I say, and identified, we're not sure exactly why the water is backflowing. You know, maybe it's a spring in the pond. I'm not sure. But there are at least 3 hot spots that we need to be able to look on private property that are huge, like Four Rivers. Now, we've asked Four Rivers to do an assessment for us and investigate off of Dewey McGuire. And, you know, they've clearly said, as we know, all the ponds are full and all of them are connected and all of them. But from Dewey McGuire, it flows into Tilford Register's old pond. Well, actually, it's flowing out of Tifford's pond. So that seems to imply either there's a spring in there or it's back flushing from Island Prairie. And that's the kind of stuff, you know, we need to see from the air.
We've already got that lined up for the first week, Chuck.
Well, that's
Monday. I just need the time from whoever needs to go. But Monday, we've got a slot for a flight to take down.
So we need to sit down and
we're gonna take pictures of everything that we see. Too.
But you need to know what I'm talking about, so I draw out a map. Whoever right. does it. Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm done.
Anybody else?
I just want to. I'm keep saying we need to Hank to explain to us what material he's got and what he can do to go ahead and get started. And if not, we need to find somebody with some equipment to do it.
I will tell y'all that for the past 3 weeks, we've called the line before we went down there to see if they had any. They changed the number of the rock, number 4 rock, number 5 rock now. And every time we call, either they don't have a loader, either they got a load and a half or 2 loads on the ground. And of course, we take off and get down there, and sometimes they go home, sometimes we get them. I had somebody tell me a while ago that there's another mine down there. I'm going to check in Monday on this. I know in the past they wanted us to carry extra insurance on our trucks when we went in there to get a load from them. That's the reason why we quit buying rock from them, is what Andy told me years ago. So it's something I'm going to check on and then see if they've got some rock. Other than that, we may have to hire a contractor because a lot of contractors have
a lot more material stockpiled than what I do. I don't have the material stockpiled.
That's what we did last weekend.
Some of these roads that's just got a muddy spot in it that doesn't have a lot of water, I can put road base in it.
Right.
But if it's underwater, you'll make a big mess if you put road base in it, I can tell you. It'll be even worse than what it is. So that's some of the things we're looking at as far as I'm concerned, fixing some of these roads, is getting the right material to fix them with.
Were you able to do any pumping assessments on the beach road yet?
I went down there and looked. As far as, I can pump some water in those ditches. I don't know where it's going to go. And I don't want to fill the ditch before it runs over.
No, of course not.
But I don't want to leave some of my personnel out there and come down and trust them right to them either while I'm pumping this water down this ditch. But yes, sir, the ditch can hold some water south of Dewey Lane.
And ask you also to check Dewey McGuire and where Mr. Markle's pumping across there, but further on down, or just a larger pump. I know where Mr. Markle is, that ditch is already full, but perhaps further on down towards Register Lane. Check that, and we could run a hose out into the, the woods there or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to talk to Travis. Okay, thank you.
How effective is the pumping? Because I know 4 years ago or so, remember, we were out on Glen's Cruise Road, and it was really ineffective for that area, but maybe...
Based on spots, and I met with Kenneth just before the meeting up there, and we done some scouting on his LIDAR, some of the LIDAR maps he had. Sometimes when you go to pump the water in one area, you're going to pull water from another area, so you're not really doing any good. Mm-hmm. It's like the sting hatchet we pumped for 2 weeks down there 24-7. I had somebody down there, and I actually done shift work down there. We run them 24 hours a day. I don't feel like it at Dewey Lane. I feel like there's a high hill between it and some of that stuff on Dewey McGuire over there, so I don't think we would be pulling any of that water.
Well, it's in buildings now on Dewey McGuire, and roads are inaccessible or flooded where a half-pot clam lived down there. So it's not going away, and let's just keep working on some solution there, please.
Well, I had some of my guys today check the pump out, so it's ready.
It's ready. And Jack in Forestry has a big one, too. We just have to put in a request for it.
Well, before we go to pumping on Dewey McGuire down there, we need to touch base with it before we...
You can handle all that.
Make sure that it's
sure. Of course.
Okay, we do that.
Of course.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Hank, I want to thank you for what you've done. And I know you've worked a lot of hours and you've been really dedicated. And I know you've had to put up the crap too, just like everybody else has.
I'll give y'all a thing.
I felt a lot of it too. And I understand if your home's about to flood or you can't get in and out, then you're going to be given a lot of crap. So I just want to, and please tell your employees too how much we appreciate it. And the same thing for Ben. Thank you so much for your dedication and all the hours and everything that you're doing. And anybody else, we just appreciate the staff. And emergency management and everybody that's been involved.
Did we address the funding concerns that you had?
The what?
The funding concerns. Where's the money coming from?
No, especially I don't think that. We really identified a source of, if we each run out of money, which I predict we will, I don't know. We didn't say where the money would come from.
Do we need to at this time? Or?
No.
Hold on just a second. Any ideas of where we could pull money from?
Well, let's run out of money first.
Okay.
Huh?
I'd say let's run out of money.
Let's run out of money and come back and then we'll
Yes, sir.
My name is Dan. I was wondering if it would be feasible.
Sir, can you come up here? We can hear you. We all old. We came here.
I can't hear you guys. I was wondering if it would be feasible with all the road work we're having done to use the asphalt strippings rather than having to buy, purchase the lime rock, which is much more expensive. The strippings let the water pass through it, whereas the lime rock, it just holds the water. So you ride over it, you got these big holes in there that come back up. It's like Whippoorwill Way. I have a tractor. I've been taking care of the road as much as I can. But lately, with the water so high, the water is below the road, the holes in the road that Mr. Page was talking about. The water that surrounds it, the road is lower. So every time a heavy vehicle goes over, like a pickup truck, it just sponges, it just makes it deeper. So if you put in some of that strippings, it might be...
I'll let our expert road superintendent answer
that. Is that milling?
A load of milling cost us $450 a load. That's all to the yard. I can get a load of the number four rock for $16.25 a load, a ton, which I can haul 21 tons on my truck. So that's a lot cheaper than buying the millings. Millings actually cost us more to buy.
Well, I've been buying, I live back there, and I've bought myself and my neighbor, we bought six loads at $250 a load.
How long ago was that?
Today.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to know who you get it from.
The fellow that's doing the roads.
Pickett.
Right.
I will be in contact with him tomorrow.
Buy up everything he's got.
I
will. Any other questions from anybody else? Any commissioners?
I got one more. When are we going to get started on this stuff?
Were we never stopped?
I made the start.
We've never stopped.
Are they willing to, have they got somewhere they can work on Mr. Page's road tomorrow? I mean, is that something that y'all could do, or?
I can go out this afternoon and look at it, definitely, but if it's going to take some of the number four rock material, number five rock material, no, sir, I don't have any of that. I'll have to try to get something in line.
And the road, the place I got down, past the prison down there, the gentleman's in the wheelchair that's got water that deep in his yard out in the grave, and the fire chief's done looked at it. He can go as far as in his wheelchair ramp. He's a disabled veteran on oxygen, and that's far as he can go. I would love to get a contractor, if we could get any rock, to fix it where he could get out of his house. We had to. Because if his wife wasn't there and the place caught on fire, he'd be in trouble.
Do they have children or anybody that they could go live with temporarily till we can get something done?
I haven't asked that question. But, I mean, that's the kind of thing that needs to be done if you do. You can't help him out, right?
Who is that man? Who is that person you're talking about?
Let's stop talking about
Mr. Bills, he's got a real funny last name. I gave you the address and the name the other day. We wrote it down.
That's on the George Page Road?
It's on George Page Road. Did you look at it? Did you ever make it down there? His needs to be fixed as far as in my district. That needs to be fixed. Perfect.
Fine with me if we can get a contractor in there to fix whoever will in this one.
That would be great.
What's the road is that? Excuse me.
George Page Road.
George Page?
Yes, off George Page. It's the flat out on the left. And I mean, if they got the material, they might not have the material now like they had last weekend, so they've been working on loggers all week long, is what they tell me. You know, trying to keep wood moving out, going to that mill. So it might not be no rocks. You know, I don't know, we just have to check. You can check.
I can check the same.
Anybody else? Any questions? One quick question. I have a question. Seeing my work on my board pine tree, what I have is more like an announcement. And it's some good news for the county. And the National Butterfly Association is going to meet in Tallahassee. I mean, really, I want everybody to know, because it's a big deal, all right? They are going to come to Hickory Mound and Tide Swamp because they said Taylor County has the best places to view butterflies in North Florida.
And I think that's outstanding that we have something other than fishing and hunting that we can draw people in, you know, and you put it in the paper, please. If you have other questions, call Sharon Hester, okay? Because I think it's outstanding, and the tourism board needs to use that as a tool for bringing in people.
Do you know when they meet, when the tourism
They're board coming here meeting? On the 19th.
Okay, but you know we have a tourism board in Perry, and you might want to next week get in touch with them.
Well, I told y'all. Y'all take care of that.
All right, thank you. All right.
I'm on that board. I'll tell them.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
I'm afraid y'all want to get a second.
I thought you lived at the beach.
No.
Stay there.
Christie's right at this thing, putting it on there clearly, like the one on San Pedro. The address that I have, it's actually for the drive road beside that.
Well, someone like the one you were talking about down George Payton, there was two other driveways affecting seven houses that, when I did that evaluation, I included notes about those other two driveways because the other two were even worse than the one that was on the list.
See you before we do it.
Yes, but somebody said that's what. Why I said, well, I'm doing them all in stuff so we can have a consistent, the same view.
Okay.
And everything. So,
sure, that's smart.
You go down way past the prison, and it's on the left. The road itself is fine. It's the driveways off of it that are private driveways. The county portion of that road is in good standing. It's the driveways that have been off of, and there's two or three of those driveways that the houses are 1,000 feet back, and there's probably 400 feet. And I don't know what we can even do to fix it because there's deep water and a long ways.
Well, the one when you go on Bill Howard Road, it's the same way. He's a quarter mile back there.
I sure didn't sleep last night, I can tell you that.
All right.